Parshas Vayigash Tavshinaches. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, Kishemamidim Hamelech Moishchim Moishchim B'Shem HaMishcha. When you go ahead and appoint a king, you anoint him with Shem HaMishcha. Shenemar Vayikach Shmuel Asapach Hashem Vayitzok Aroisho Vayishokeyu. Okay? Me'achar Shemoishchim Hamelech Harizeh Zoyche Loi Ulebonav Loilam. Once you do that, it's Zoyche Loi Ulebonav Loilam. Shamalchus Yerusha Lahem. Because the Malchus is Yerusha. Shenemar, Leman Yarech, Yomi Mamlachti, Hu Bono Bekerev Kol Yisrael. That's the Rambam. Okay? Now, continues the Rambam in the Semalocha. Kevan Shenim Shach David, Zocha Bekeser Hamalchus. Vare Hamalchus Loi Ulebonav Hazchorim Akshirim Ad Oilam. Shenemar, Kisochi Enochem Ad Oilam. Meaning the Malchus follows the family of David, Loilam. However, he only gets it for the people who follow Akshirim. Shenem Ishbarech Abrisi. Afal Pishelo Zocha El Akshirim. Loi Tichores Hamalchus Mizeradov Loilam. Even though the real kings who are Zoicha to become kings following David, only the Akshirim, says the Rambam, Afal Piken. The Malchus continues with his family. So the Malchus continues. Even though the kings, any children who are not Kshirim cannot be Zoichot to the Malchus still remains in the family. That is Shitas HaRambam. And that's the Meshicha. And then the Rambam continues. Novi Shemid Melech Bishar Shifti Israel. Voice of Melech Oilech Badarcha Torah. If there is a Melech, it's Oilech Badarcha Torah. Hare is a Melech Vechol Mitzvahs Amalchus Alov. Afal Pishi Ikar Hamalchus Le David. Vie Mibon Amelech. Why? What's the Raisha Riachia Shiloini? Hemid Yerovam. You see, the Achia Shiloini appointed Yerovam. ואמר לו, והיה אם שמוע תיש מסכול אשר צווקו, ובניסי לך בייס נאמן, כשבניסי לדוד עבדי. ואמר לו, אחיה, אוקיי, ולדו יתן שבט אחד. אוקיי? שטייט מרמבה, so that's the Rambam. The Rambam is, the הלוכה is that מוישכי בשמן המשכה, דוד המלך has a מלכוס לאילום, if you מעמיד המלך from the other שבוטים like שבט יוסף, the Malchus belongs to them. But the Rambam continues and says, Nalochatez, Malchus be David, hena oindim le'oilam, shenemar kisochi nochem od oilam. Aval miyad bod melech mishi'ar Yisro. There is a melech mishi'ar Yisro. Tifsoik ha-Malchus. The Malchus will stop. Okay? Yibeiso, sharei l'yovam nemar, ach lo kol ha-yomim. You'll be a king, ach lo kol ha-yomim. And therefore the Rambam continues and says, Nalochayud, ein moishchi malchi Yisro b'shem ha-mishcha, and therefore you're not Moishech b'shemen ha-mishcha, Ella b'shemen ha-farsimon. You only serve a farsimon. And the problem that the Chasdei David asks the Tosefta, because the Tosefta says that Shaul HaMelech, as we know, was Nimshech b'shemen ha-mishcha. The Tosefta in Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, in Moshkim Lochim, Ella min ha-kerem, use some kind of a horn as a vessel to pour the oil. Shol v'yehu nimshachu min hapach. You nimshach from some kind of a little bottle. Bipnei shemalchus samatida lishove, because the malchus will break. David u'shlomo nimshachu min hakere, bipnei shemalchusam malchus olamis. Now the question that the Chasdei David asks, one second. If the idea of the Shemen HaMishcha, because his malchus is nimshach lo'ilom, malchus based David, l'chor is not, the malchus Yosef, the malchus of Shol is not nimshach lo'ilom. So, and we say Beferush, the Malchus is all, therefore, we only use seven Afarsimon. Why that the Tosefta believes that Shaul was Nimshach b'Shemen HaMishcha? Okay? And the second question is derived. The Rambam says, if there is Malchus based, Melech b'Shar Malchus Yisrael, Tifsoik HaMalchus mi'Beisoi. The Malchus will be Mafsik. Shteit derived. Omar Avrom says, so it's about Shomal Amala. This contradicts what the Rambam said before. Veloy Hamalchus Bilvad. The Rambam said before that not only the Malchus, but any Sroro, any kind of appointment, any kind of control, any kind of job, of public job, goes to the children. So you see Beferush, that always follows the children. So why is the Rambam writing the Malchus that's not based off it, Tiposek, Bimafsek, should not be worse than any Sarora. Okay? Elavadai Kenu. So he says, the Rambam argues, Yilu haya Yerovam melech kasher ubo nafshedim, if Yerovam would have been the melech kosher, lo yisa polchus mizaru. The Malchus would continue with Yosef. Aval ha'isa shnia le'malchus beis David. There would be a secondary to Malchus beis David, kegon kesar upalge kesar. And by the way, already the Kiryas Sefer quote, that's a story by Yoedasan. Yoedasan tells David that David, you'll be the king, and I'll be the Mishneh le'melech. The Loshon Aposuk is, Ein Shmuel Aleph, Chazid Kiryas Melech says, Vayokum Yonasa, Vayomer, Vata Timloch Yisrael, Vani Yecha Yelecha Lemishne. So Befirush, Yonasan tells David that he'll be the Mishneh Lemelech. Now, what's the pshat in the Rambam? The Chora, the Ravid is right. So the Kesef Mishneh writes, Omar Avrom, Vani Yomer Shein Kan Stira, the Rambam, the Kesef Mishneh says, Shelemal Omar Shein Zeminui, so the Rambam, the Kesef Mishneh wants to say that no, the Rambam means to say if there is a minu le'oilam, the minu continues to the family. But Malchus Beis Yosef milekatchila is not a minu le'oilam and therefore doesn't follow to the children. Well, lechol is adchak because the question is, the Ravid is right. Why did they make Malchus Beis Yosef or Malchus Yosef or Malchus Yerovam only lizman? Lechol, they should have made it. So the Chazedovid, the David Pardo writes, and he says, no, maybe the pshat's like this. So the Rambam means to say is the Malchus based David is loyalam, like the Rambam says, Nalochas, even if they are not deserving, the Malchus continue, and Malchus doesn't stop. Could be the pshat of the Rambam means to say the Malchus, which is not Mishar Shifti Sot, is not Malchus based David, the Malchus is not that the Malchus will stop, but the Malchus can stop. If they don't keep the Torah, it can stop. But then, Achinami, if they keep Torah mitzvahs, that to continue, like the Ravid says, like any Sorora. Kesef Mishneh writes, the Milikatchila, when they appointed Malchus Yosef, they appointed only Lizman, and that was different than any Sorora. And that's the Chazid David says, that doesn't make any sense. L'choyra, they appoint, Mechadesh should appoint him only Lizman. But according to the Raya, that's how the Chazid David learns, in Achinami, they appointed Malchus Yosef, which is shown le'olam. Only the idea is that by Malchus based David is le'olam amish, even if you don't deserving. Here, only if you are deserving. So if that's the case, maybe that's the pshat why is nimshach b'shem en amishcha shol. Because they were mamshi, they were nimshach shol b'shem en amishcha, because technically he could have been le'olam if you'd have kept him in bon of aksherim. By Rovam, they didn't do it. They did B'Shem and Afar Simon. Could be because they knew that he was a Rosh, so probably that won't happen. But Shenken by Shaul, they did it B'Pach. To be Merames, that technically they could break. But Ein Achinam, if you do not break, you do be in a Malchus Lo'elam. Now, so it comes out like this. There's a very fundamental difference between Malchus based David and Malchus Yosef. Malchus based David is a Malchus Le'olam no matter what. Malchus based Yosef is only if it's deserving. And the question is why? Why the Kodesh Boch make such a thing? Bishlama, if there is an Isur that the Malchus can continue because of the Riyos or Shevet Miuda, that would make sense. But here, Mashma, that technically both could be Le'olam. Only one is out of desert, which is Yosef, and the other one is out of desert. So that's a question number one. Shita Saraivid is that Malchus Yosef is also Loilom. But his idea is always he has a din of Mishneh Lemelech. He'll be Kesar Upalge Pesef. Like Yudasan says, Lechole Mishneh. And it's interesting, why is Yosef always the second fiddle? He's the first one to come. But Lemoshel, by Mitzrayim, he was Mishneh Leparoi, right? So why is always a din of Mishneh Lemelech? And that's what he says. That's the idea of Malchus, says the Rav David Pardo. That's the idea of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David.
And he says, the Nishmas Yoinason is Mashiach ben Yosef, v'atid liyos Mishne leMashiach ben David. And he quotes the same pasuk that the Kiryas Melech quotes, v'ata timloch al Yisrael, v'ani ye lecha leMishne. So it comes out that Mashiach of Shaul was a Mashiach, was a Mashiach for a Mishne leMelech. And the question is, why is Yosef Mishne leMelech? So it comes out Yosef is a din Mishne leMelech. And according to the Rambam, he could be a Melech, but he's a Malchus, which is totally b'maisim. And the question is why. Okay, so those are the two questions on the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim. The Beskrov in Shmuel. The pasuk says, "Ein anu chelek beDavid v'nachla beBen Yishai." Says the Beskrov that. Says the Beskrov that you see that there is two halachas by David HaMelech. There is two bechiros. There's first a bechir on David, and then there is a bechir of Ben Yishai. And this masha the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Divrei Yobi ki Yehuda bochar lenogid." Ubebeis Yehuda, beis Ovi, ubebnei Ovi, birotza. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bochal and nogid, bebeis Yehuda, beis Ovi, the house of Ishai. Ubebeis Ovi, birotza, lam lecha lisoval. You see that there are two chalokim of the Bechira. And he says, that's very much more the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, al tabet el mareyu vel gova kuimosoi kimi astiyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tashmuel, don't look at the tallest and the biggest and the oldest of the brothers, because I was Moyesem. One second, if the Bechira was in David, mechatesi to look into the biggest one or the oldest one of the brothers of the children of Ishai, and says, Kibi Meastiyo, there was Moyesem. He was never Shaykh in the Bechira in the first place. Ela Mashma, that the Pshad is, that was first a Bechira in the whole family of Ben Ishai. And the Gemara in Psoch of the Samech Vov says, Beferus, Ki Meastiyo, Mechlal de Havi Rochem Leyad Ahidna, that Lichoira he was royal Malchus, the older brother of David. So there was a Malchus, first there was a Bechira on the family of Ishai. And then there is a Bechira on David. That's why the Pasuk says, Ein lanu chelek be David, velo nachla be Ben Ishai. And the question is, what's the Pshad, your two Bechiras by David HaMelech, one in Ben Ishai, one in David? And then the Gemara in Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says like this. Vaymotze oiso Achi Ashloini Hanovi found Yerovam Baderech v'umitkase b'salma chadosha. And he was miskase, and he was wearing a new cloth. Ushnem levon basode. So when he found Yerovam. So the Gemara says, "My besalma chadosha." What means besalma chadosha? Omar Rav Nachman ke salma chadosha. That Yerovam was like a new cloth. Ma salma chadosha in bashum David. The same way, a clean new cloth doesn't have any dirt or any blemish. After rosa shel Yerovam ulay bashum David. At the same way, the Torah of Yerovam didn't have any David. And you see that it's called a salma. We have to understand why the Torah of Yerovam is called like a cloth. Then the Gemara says like this, Dovar Acher, Salma Chadosha, Shechitshu Dvorim, Yor Mechadesh Dvorim, meaning Yerovam, Shloshoma Oizen Meulam, that nobody heard from it before. So explains the Orchaner, that even though we know that the Medrash says that Kol Mashetan, Nidvosik, Ole Chadesh, Kvar Nema, Le Moishe, Misinai, Yerovam was Zoicha to Mechadesh, something that was not even heard from Sinai. And the question is, what's the pshat that Yerovam had this kind of a Torah? But continues the Gemara like this: Achar Adovar ze, that even after all of this, the pasuk says, Lo shav Yerovam midarkei ro, Yerovam dinamik tshuva. Omar, my Achar would mean after all of this. What's after all of this? Omar Ababa, Achar shetov shakudosh bochu Yerovam bivide, after Hakudosh Baruch Hu held Yerovam with his clothing. So this clothing, what does it mean? This clothing means his Torah. Okay, because we just saw before the Salma Chadosh is the Torah. V'yomar lo chazor b'cha. He told Yerovam, make tshuva. V'ato u'ben Ishai, and you and Ben Ishai. Netayel b'Gan Eden. We're going to go and walk together in Gan Eden. Omar lo. So Yerovam asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, mi barosh? Who is going to be the one ahead? So the Gemara answers, Ben Isha barosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ben Isha will be barosh. Yachi, so Yerovam answered, lo bayina. I don't want it. That's the Gemara. And the questions are many. First of all, yes, who is ahead? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ata Ben Ishai. So the Ochaner asks, yes, the Ochaner already asks, what is he asking? Who's ahead? Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ata Ben Ishai, you and Ben Ishai. So it's very much but that who will be ahead? Yerovam. So why does he ask that? Kadosh Baruch Hu then change? He says, no, Ben Ishai is Baroish. First of all, why does he change the order? And why does Yerovam, Malshach asks? The Margaliusam asks also, why does he see Ben Ishai? Why not Ata Ben David? And David, why Ben Ishai? So the question is here, what means, why is called Salma Chadosha, the Torah of Yerovam? Why is, he said, the Chidush was, he says, something that was not even heard in Sinai. Why did he have a sophie that he'll be behind? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Ata Ben Ishai. And why is called Ben Ishai? And why the Kodesh Baruch Hu did indeed send the order? To answer all of this, we're going to learn what says in the Megala Mukes. Says in the Megala Mukes in Oifen Kuf Nun Tes, right? When he saw Belabas Esh the Sne, Belabas Esh, the word Labas is Mashiach ben David, because the word Esh, which says on the Sne, is Gdoila. Because the Aleph is the soid of Trei Meshichim. And he says, Tzuras Aleph is a Yud Lemaila, Yud Lemata, which is the two Meshichim. Yud Lemaila is Meshiach ben David. And Yud Lemata is Meshiach ben Yosef. And the Vov Ba'emtza is Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? And he explains, what does it mean, Nemi Barosh? He asked, who is going to be on top of the Yud? Is it Mashiach ben Yosef or Mashiach ben David? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, that is Mashiach ben David. That's what he says. And the question is, what does that mean? And it says, the Megal Mukes in Reish Nun Beis also, that Yad Kiyovoi Shiloi, Shiloi is Begimatria Moshe, which is connected Mashiach ben David. And Moshe is also Besoid Yosef. Vayikach Moshe is Atzmos Yosef. And that's why he's connected the Shtei Meshichim. He's connected the Vov that connects the two Yudim. That's what he says in Reish Nun Beis, which is very much related also to what he's saying here in Kuf Nun Tes. And the question, what does that mean? That he's Keneged Shtei Meshichim, Keneged Aleph. Why is Keneged Aleph? And why is the Rosh, and he wanted to be ahead, and why is Moshe Rabbeinu the one connecting the two? To answer all of this, we'll see what Reb Tzadok explains in the Or Zeruah LaTzadik, in Daf Tes Zayin, which is 31 on the Aleph, and explains the following. The Aleph is two Yuds and a Vav. The Gematra is 26. Because Aleph is the Soyde Yichud. I always say Aleph. Aleph, if you see, look at the Gematria, the Aleph is 3, is 1, 11. 1, 1, 1. Aleph, 1, 30, and 80, which is 1, 11. Aleph is the Soyde HaYichud. Aleph is the world, is the letter that he said, if you want to say the first person in the future, where there is no other person, you always put an Aleph ahead. Aleph is Begimatri 1 is the Soid HaYichud. The Soid HaYichud, there are two Yichudim. Begimatri of Echod is 13. So the Aleph is 26 because there are two Yichudim. There is Yichud HaYiloh and the Yichud HaTato. The first Yichud HaYiloh is the Yud, the Yud above, which is Yichud HaYiloh, which is monism, which is the Anhoga, which is the Anhoga Sacheset. That's why he says, the Megal HaMukes says in Kuf Nun Tes, this Yod Chachazo is Godlcha, which is the Midas HaChesed. That's the Yud above, which is Keneged Yichud HaYiloh. We'll talk in a second. The one, the Yud below, is the Yichud HaTato, which is Keneged Midas HaDin, with Yod Chachazoka. And the Vav connects. And the Vav is because there are two Yichudim. There is one Anhoga, which is Anhoga. By the way, before we go there, he says that's why the Aleph is always the, if you have any vowel before the Aleph,
the aleph is mute and it takes the vowel from before. Hey, hey aleph, the tsere goes to the aleph. And the reason because the aleph is the ultimate yichud, is the resting place of all the bria. That's why all the vowels rest on the aleph. That's why the aleph is always mute, because there is nothing that we could grapple the concept of the yichud. And those are the two yichudim, which is yichuda ilah and yichuda tatah. Yichuda ilah, the pshat, is that there is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's the ultimate giver. The world of yichuda tatah is the one that we deserve. There is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is monotheism that we deserve. We actually get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there is a separateness. There is us and him. The Yichuda Ilah is the ultimate Yichud, that there is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Oid Mavadoi. That is Midas HaChesed, Midas HaDin. Midas HaChesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we have nothing, we don't exist. It's Kulei Chesed Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yichuda Ilah. Yichuda Tatoi is that we deserve. We make it, we deserve. That's Midas HaDin, that's a Tzimtzum. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chidush of Torah, of Moshe, which is Midas HaEmes, that we are able to reconcile the two. And that is the beginning of Lo Sed Lavoi. That the idea of Yichuda Ilah and Yichuda Tatah, the ultimate chesed, the Midas HaDin, that the two will be able to be reconciled. Many religions have one or the other. The fact that we can reconcile both, that's the Chiddush of Torah de Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Chetzio Milamala, Mala Chetzio Milamata Ish. He was both. Moshe Rabbeinu represents Torah, which is a reconciliation between Yichuda Ilah and Yichuda Tatah, which is Shema and Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed. Then Lo Sid Lavoi will be U Baruch Shem Kvoid, there will be the Vov, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Keneged, the Vov connecting the two Yudim. The two Yudim is Shema and Baruch Shem, and the Vov, U Baruch Shem Kvoid, is the Chidush that we're able to reconcile, be able to harmonize these two Anhagas. And that's Anhaga of Meshech ben David and Meshech ben Yosef. Meshech ben Yosef is the Anhaga of Midas HaDin, of Iskafi at Moshe Yosh, that he is Kibiyochol of the Tzadik Mekori, is the one of Elam Hazeh, that we're able to live and to recognize the Kodesh Boch within the realms and constraints of Elam Hazeh. That's why always Yosef relates to the Bida of Elam Hazeh. He is the one who is the Sholet al Chol Eretz Mitzrayim. Yerovam is the one who builds Israel, and he builds Shomron, which becomes, if the Gemara says, Krach Godel B'Israel. David is connected to Midas Baal Tshuva, that when we are not Zoiche, when there is a limitation that B'toich Midas HaDin, we fail and we can't go because Ein Tzadik Bor Asher Yaseh Toiv V'lo Yechta, the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that Ein Noid Melvadoi, that we are going to do always B'chazah Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the two Yudim. The question is, which one trumps which? Which one is Lamala? Clearly, the first one is that to be able to be Zoyche to the Midah of the Midas HaChesed has always to come Midas HaDin as a Achona for Midas HaChesed. That's why Midas HaDin is for us to be able to be Zoyche the Midas HaChesed Bimloya. We can only be Zoyche to Yichud Ha'Iloh after you have Yichud HaTatoh, you could then climb to Yichud Ha'Iloh. That's why Malchus Beis Yosef is always first. That's why by Yerov, that's why it's David ben Ishai. The first one is Ishai. What's Ishai? Ishai is the Tzadik Mekora. Ishai, the Gemara says, is one of the people who met Bet Yoshel Nochosh. He was that ultimate Tzadik. First Bechira is Ishai, the family of Ishai. And then is David HaMelech to be able to be Tshuva, because he still makes Bet Yoshel Nochosh. There is a word is that Rosh Eina Oilam Yachol Lamoi B'Midas HaDin. Then it's Tziref Lo Midas HaRachamim. So always, who comes first? Comes first is Midas HaDin. But who subsumes, which one overtakes and subsumes, which Anhoga is the Anhoga? That is the Anhoga Koileles, that the Anhoga takes out is Midas HaChesed, take Midas HaDin. So Midas HaDin is Chitza Achol Lebom, Chitza Kolim Ve'inam Kolim. The idea that Midas HaDin comes to an end, it's a Echitim, it's a Achona. That's why the two Bechira, the Bechira of Ben Ishai, and then there is the Bechira of David. That's why Malchus Beis Yosef, the Rambam says, the Chazei David is totally b'mainsim. He's totally b'mainsim. Why is he totally b'mainsim? He's totally b'mainsim because that is the mid of Tzadik Mekorei. David HaMelech is the Midas HaChesed, which is the Yichud HaElah, that is not Tole B'Maisim. That's why Malchus Beis Yosef says the Rambam is Tole B'Maisim, and Malchus Beis David is not Tole B'Maisim. Shitas HaRaived is that the two Anhogas are going to exist. Only the Anhoga, which is the head Anhoga, is always Midas HaChesed. Midas HaChesed encompasses Midas HaDin. Midas HaDin is subsumed to Din. That's why Yosef is always the Mishneh LaMelech. He's the Mishneh to Midas HaChesed. Midas HaChesed is the GPS that will make Midas HaDin work. Midas HaDin serves Midas HaChesed and not Chas V'Shalom, vice versa. And that was the Shaila by Yerovam. So that's why the Rambam driving holds the Malchus Beis David, the Malchus Beis Yosef. Malchus Beis David is Melech. Malchus Beis Yosef is Mishneh LaMelech. That's why the Rambam holds Malchus Beis David is not Tole B'Maisim. That's why one is connected the mid of Baal Tshuva. David HaMelech is the one who came Ula Shal Tshuva, right? Gever who came Al. Masha Enkin Yosef is the mid of Tzadik Mekor. Mimela Desep Shat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, when Kodesh Baruch Hu told him who is going to be ahead, always the one who starts is Ben Ishay. That's why he says, but one second, but what is the Midah of Yosef? The third of Yosef is Salma. That he's able to create a cloth. He's able to create a levush. He's able to create something that we create a levush to give us a self-existence. That's why his Torah. His Torah is a Torah ki biyochol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give mitzad ha-maisiv. That's why he was mechadesh, something that he didn't hear at Har Sinai. That's the void of Yosef. That's the void of Midas HaDin. The void of earning something that you're not getting for nothing. And that is the salma. That's the clothing that allows us ki biyochol to have a mitzius bifnei atzma. Hu bevigdoi vihi bevigda. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in his clothing, in his existence, that him and David can go together. The Ravam asks, Nibaroish says, who is the one, who is the higher Anhoga? Which Anhoga subsumes? Is the Anhogas Yosef subsuming the Anhogas David? That Anhogas Yosef is the Anhoga, and the Anhoga Bali Tshuva is to serve Midas HaDin, or is Midas HaDin serving to Midas HaChesed? Not which one comes first. For sure comes first is Yosef. That's why he says, Atto Ben Ishai. The question is, which Anhoga is on the top of the Aleph? Which Anhoga is the Anhoga Elyona? The Kodesh Baruch Hu taught to Anhoga of David. So the note of Rambam says, Lo Baina, it's not that I don't want, I don't need it. He says, why should I be a Tzadik Mekora? Anyway, Midas HaChesed is going to overtrump. And anyway, Midas HaChesed is going to take over. So I don't have to deserve. Who cares? Why do I have to do so much? That's a Pshat Yerovam. The toast of Yerovam is that once Midas HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu trumps it, he says there's no need for Anhogas HaDin. And he doesn't realize that the Anhogas HaChesed can only come because Anhogas HaDin come first. So this is the Chidush and the Koyach of Torah, which is the Vav, which is Emes. The Vav is the only letter that has two Vavs. It's a double letter, Vav. Because there are two connections. One is Mitzad Midas HaDin. The other one is Midas HaChesed. One is Yichud HaTato and Yichud HaElah. And that's the Chidush of Torah. That is the Vav, which is the Ois Dikshoit, that's able to be Mekasher, the two, the Yud and the Yud, and that's the letter Vav, they can hold it, and that is the U Baruch Sham Kvoid Malchus Aleilam Voed, and that's the Anhoga, that you can only have the Anhoga of David if the Anhoga of Yosef comes before. So even though the Anhoga's David is the Anhoga Haroshes, meaning Midas HaDin is only to serve Midas HaChesed, but Midas HaChesed cannot exist without Midas HaDin allowing it to function.